We speaking to Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussein, the resident Mufti at Channel Islam International, profiling him like we've done to many ulama over the past 15 days.
It is nothing to do with our intelligence or our cleverness, nothing. It is all the grace and mercy of Almighty Allah. And when people praise us, we should read the following: Allahumma ij'alna khayra mimma yazunnun. O Almighty Allah, make us better than what they think of us. Allahumma la tu'akhidhna bima yaqulun. O Allah, do not take us to task for what they are saying, because many a time this hyperbole, people make mubalagha and they exaggerate the exact fact. And the third sentence that is mentioned is that waghfir lana mimma la ya'lamun. O Almighty Allah, what people do not know, you know everything, how many vices, how many sins we have committed. We beg of you, Almighty Allah, Jalla wa Ala, for forgiveness for all our shortcomings and our sins.
I mean, Allah accept. I mean, Mufti Sahab, I want to start off with you running at a time when you grew up very, very young, and I'm talking about 4 or 5 years old. At that time, to go to school, you had to wear like a korbroekie, as they say in Afrikaans. Did that happen to you when you were young?
I used to only wear korbroekie and short trousers. You know, I grew up in Heidelberg in the African location. Our shop is still there. Our house is there. I just went the other day and was just, you know, nostalgia overtook me. I was in Heidelberg before Ramadan. So I took a spin there and I saw, lo and behold, they changed our shop into a church now, you know. So anyway, I went there and I just looked at it and, you know, that I only grew up with Africans. I was very fluent in Zulu. I used to walk around not only with korbroek and short pants, but without shoes, you know, kalfoot, as we say in Afrikaans. Mm-hmm. And I still got a cut on my feet, you know, till today, that because I cut my feet in the zinc, you know. Yeah. And I used to be the captain of the soccer team, and we used to play town. It was me, one Indian and 10 Africans, or 2 Indians and 9 Africans. But I was the captain, obviously, because I had the soccer ball with me, you know. If I took the ball away, there was no soccer game.
No game.
So anyway, it was wonderful, wonderful times. My mother used to be upset with me, because if I want cold drink or I want food, then the whole team must get, you know, not only myself. Yeah. Because then we all motivated for the big soccer match.
And at that time, was this all played now in the yard around at home and in the business area and so forth?
Yeah, that, you know, we had the parlors. You know, our parlors were also parlors, if those don't understand, in America or Europe or Pakistan. So, you know, parlors were the goalposts. The goalposts were also half in Sakarat. If you hit a very hard shot, the whole palace will fall down, you know. So anyway, it was wonderful, wonderful days. You know, I always tell Fatima and my students and people, if Allah gave us a reverse gay, you know, that we start our life all over again, me, I don't mind, because I really enjoyed my youth, you know. Mm-hmm. My parents and my family, and, you know, we had the Baba family, Timol family. Baba family had 2 daughters, Timol family, 5 daughters, and they had no brothers, so I was the brother for everybody. They all used to fight to play with me. Mm-hmm. So we were all small and that, you know, so it was something wonderful, alhamdulillah.
Well, the correct term for that, Mufti Sahab, they say it's Dolly Aussie. But moving away from there, Mufti Sahab, obviously you had to get more serious now. Education, both secular and Islamic education, became a must there. Did you school in Heidelberg and do your Islamic, your maktab, Islamic education in Heidelberg as well?
You know, if you go to the Heidelberg Masjid in town, it is the second oldest masjid in our Transvaal at that time under old South Africa. The first old masjid, the oldest masjid in Transvaal, is in the Kirk Street Masjid here in Johannesburg, and second is the Heidelberg Masjid. So the madrasa was there, the school was there as well. And my father, Rahimahullah, used to take me, we used to go to school. I started school when I was 5, you know. And that time, well, they were not strict and everything. You just come, we had prefab building. I still remember the Badat's house was still near there. And we used to go there as well. And we went to school, we went to madrasa. Imam Rabbani, that he was one of our imams. In one of my lectures somewhere, his family member came to me and he told me, I believe you took my father's name. Maulana Bax was there. They all passed away, rahimahullah. Almighty Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. Then Hafiz, Qari, Jibai came, a master cricket player. We used to play cricket before we go Madrasa. Karisaf used to bat. When he goes out, the Madrasa starts, you know. Mm-hmm. So he's in Binoni now, mashallah, my honorable Ustad. When I see him, I meet him and make a lot of dua for him. Then Hafez Limalia came in 1968. So we used to go to school when Hafiz Limalia came, my honorable teacher, and he delivered a memorable khutbah with his golden voice, you know. My mother and my parents and them were so impressed. Obviously, my mother never heard the khutbah, but she heard about it from all of us, my late father, Rahimahullah. She just went on her own, you know, and she had this love. One of her sons must become a Hafiz. She went to Hafiz up there and said, Manapoiruna Hafiz Banawanu, you know, make my son a Hafiz, you know. Mm-hmm. So the next day I went there, Hafiz up told me, you can't even read Quran looking inside. What Hafiz going to become? Mm-hmm. Now I was just 11 years old, you know, very young. And, you know, I mean, what can you say? We just keep quiet. I still got my Amma Para here in my room to where I'm speaking to you from now. My Quran Sharif, where I became a Hafiz, my Amma Para is written there, Babu Hussein, you know, mm-hmm. Epsi Street. They always call me Babu, you know. Mm-hmm. So Babu Hussein, Epsi Street, Heidelberg is still written there. So Hafiz started, now read. So I used to read. Amma yatasa'alun anin nabayil azim. Then he makes the hunna, the marks, everything. Mm-hmm. Ayat for ayat is to teach. Therefore, I can never forget him, you know, my beloved teacher. So he taught me how to read Quran, and he really loved me. And not once I got hiding from him. I used to taunt the students, you know. So I used to pick up weights also, maybe listening to the interview also. Uh-huh. So I was the youngest guy, so I used to get terrified when I saw the other guys getting hiding, you know. But it was a wonderful, wonderful experience. I was the first student to complete there in Heidelberg. All with the grace and mercy of Allah, our parents' du'as, our teachers' du'as. Uh-huh. Wonderful experience.